This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Breitbart's Bannon, more proof that what goes around comes around. I don't want to speak too soon because I don't want to put my dirty mouth on it, but as depressing as it has been to read the Steve Bannon fan mail in the media since the election, it has been equally exhilarating to follow his comments' rapid descent to hard ground. I don't want to jinx this. He's still in the West Wing of the White House, and he's still carrying the title of strategic advisor to the president or some such. But it's safe to say he's currently taking a huge beating, including straight-up slapdowns from President Trump himself. No matter what ends up happening, how sweet it is this minute. If nothing else, all the big whoops are finally getting some understanding about what it's like over there at Breitbart and what it's like to be on the receiving end of Crazyville. When Andrew Breitbart was still alive, you could spend a minute speculating how much he personally believed all of his site's garbage spewing. He'd been an early player in the Huffington Post startup, so many cynical bones in my body could wonder if he simply saw an open niche he now had the ability to fill on the right and win for it, for the bucks, theater of it all. The more that comes out on scrutiny of Bannon, there's no question here whatsoever. He lives in the darkness and embraces the night. And there's some really creepy critters in his night, it turns out. A story talked about how he's a huge fan of the discredited notion that history runs in 80-year cycles, and we are coming to the downside of one of those cycles. It's a knocking on the door of the apocalypse notion that fits snugly with his chokehold necessity of disruption and chaos as an operating principle. He sees himself as a Game of Thrones character, and winter is coming. Whether the president gets the message or just sees the storm clouds, I wouldn't say. But clearly the fact that the new team at the National Security Council cashiered him off of the committee is worth at least one sigh of relief from the rest of us. Bannon is made for the late-night after-hours show, not prime time. No matter what any of us think of Trump, we know for darn sure that he's never someone who likes wiping egg off of his face every day. And Bannon has been hurling them at him. First, there was a divisive inaugural rant, roundly condemned everywhere. Then there was the visa fiasco that unraveled the Muslim ban for the president, making millions the face of his abuse. As one of my organizers always says, you gotta learn. In Bannon's case, he seems incapable. Trump only knows one thing well, how to run a family business. He still thinks the White House and the presidency is just another huge division of his family's business. Now Bannon has managed to get sideways with son-in-law Jared and alienate daughter Ivanka. A lot of what Bannon believes and has done is just plain crazy, but not knowing that Trump is always going to default to family and getting crosswise with that foundational principle is just stupid. The clock is ticking on Bannon. He's probably debating how to save face now. The power in his job seems already gone. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.